Well, I would be cautious as of yet. I've heard that news as well, that the scheme has been approved, but I haven't seen anything in black and white from the government yet. Fortunately, we have seen that in the past with the Mica announcements, that the devil is in the detail, and we'll have to see what detail actually the department has on this, as to whether it is actually as good as is mooted. So I will be holding off on any welcoming or that until that point, because I think that we've learned that we have to be cautious. When this mega scheme was originally talked about and it was announced that the 420,000 would have met a huge amount of the actual houses that are involved in it, but because of the way the building costs are going, as you said, what is the impact that that's going to have on now? So we have to look and see what the detail is in relation to the government scheme, and how increases in costs are being dealt with, if they're being dealt with at all, before we can actually see whether the scheme is adequate to meet the needs of the people in Donegal. But there is, as you say, well, houses all over the country that are affected by this too.
And what's going to be hugely significant as well is the criteria that the homeowners are going to have to meet in order to draw down the money.
Exactly, and that could be prohibitive. We've seen in the past that they made it so difficult that it's hard for them to actually meet the cost. Now, in saying that, there has been some move from the department to make the cost of entering the scheme be refundable at an early stage and stuff like that there to make it that bit easier. So hopefully the department will do the right thing and the minister will do the right thing and make the scheme accessible to people to end the torture that families have had for many years now, and give them some light at the end of the tunnel.